min ha-toiro, you're not allowed to eat dam, not dam oif, not dam ha-behema, not a dam ha-vachayo. It's the Isur Deoraisa. Dam dogim v'chagovim, min ha-toiro you're allowed to. The Rabbanon b'pnei Maris Ha'ayin, Chazal Asert, when it's Be'ein, a dam of a person, so it's also with the Rabbanon if it was Pirish. But if it was not Pirish, the Ma'ay said, the place came out of a person is bleeding inside his mouth, he's allowed to suck that blood, calls man, it doesn't come out, there's no Isur, even with the Rabbanon and dam of it. What I want to speak a little bit about today is dam beitzim. It's a halacha that people know a little bit about it, and for different reasons, we'll see. Maybe today, a lot of people don't know all of these halachas because sometimes it's taken not negia bezman hazeh. But again, mitzad sheni, sometimes you come to different places and it's again negia very much. And these halachas are halachas shenishtakhu. So we daf hashtikel make a seder in these halachas. In Shulchan Aruch in Yoredeya, in Siman Samachvov, Shulchan Aruch Paskin, Dam Beitzim. A person has an egg, and there's blood inside, they call a blood spot inside the egg. Im Yodua Shu Mirukam Efroyach, if we know that this blood is the beginning of the froyach, of the little chicken to start to develop, so it's a dam of an animal, it's a dam of a froyach, and it's also midei raisi. Aval im einu yodea shu mirukom ha-froyach, if he doesn't know klar that this dam is from the beginning of having a chicken coming out of this egg, Ein chayovim olov, aval osu midarabonon. So let me get another one. Midoy raise, if we know that this dam inside the froyach, inside of the egg, is starting a develop of a chicken, it's osu midoy raise. If we don't know that, it's osu midarabonon. So the maise, to know that lehedye, it's very hard to know lemaise if it's asur or not midei raise. The chroinim, the shach, and the taz bring down as a machlekes tirutzim and rishonim how we know take if it's considered or not as mokim akesha where the egg connects with the yolk. We'll see snish klor if it's Alamal also with the Rabbanon, or it's a Sofik if it's also with the Rabbanon. The Taz and the Shach, they bring two Tirutzim in the Gemara. If it's also when we don't know, or even if we for sure know, we call Makoim, Lemaisa, we paskin that the dam that is inside the egg is also. That's the Aloha. So a plot spot, Be'etzem, is also. So the first halacha, the dam is also. This we don't know again what kind of dam is also. If every efroyach or not becoming a efroyach. So lemaisa we have a suffix. Every dam that we see that we don't know exactly this blood spot, what kind of blood spot is. So shal if it's also with the raisa or also with the rabbanon. So one tells in tesis maybe it's a suffix the rabbanon. It's been a guess into the tshuva of Reb Moshe. I'm not going into that part of the sugya because Mamish not negatos. But again, remember, could be it's a, for sure also with the Rabbanon, and could be it's a suffix the Reise, could be it's a suffix the Reise and for sure the Rabbanon, could be it's a suffix the Reise and the Rabbanon, and could be it's Mutter. Le Meister Shulchan Aruch Pasch, and there's three Tirutzim in Teisvis. If it's suffix the Reise, and then the Tzana is not the Reise, the Asim with the Rabbanon, or the for sure Asim with the Rabbanon anyways, or Taka, it's a suffix if the Asim or not. The Meister Shulchan Aruch Paskins, a blood spot is also other the Reis, other the Rabbanon. This is Seif Beis and Siman Samachvo. Seif Gimel, the Shulchan Aruch comes and makes a chiluk. We have Shita Samechaber, and Shita Sarambo. Every egg has two zach, has a chelboin and a chelmoin. The chelboin is the white, and the chelmoin is the yellow. They have a semen, Alamo, when you learn to remember. There's a chelboin and chelmoin. Chelboin is, boin is white, lovan. Chelmoin has a mem, like a lemon, is yellow. So Alamo, when you learn to remember, chelboin, if you don't find the mem inside, it's not like a lemon, it's the white. If you find the mem inside, remember limoin, it's a cloud. I asked once when I was a kid, someone didn't give me this cloud, Talmud Chochem. I'm going to call in English it's poshut. This is the white and this is the yolk. So don't get mixed up. But in Hebrew, chelmoin and chelmoin. So the mechaber holds like this. And again, we'll see about all these halachas lechua, yes, and not negia. But if you found a piece of dam, zog the mechaber, if you found it in the white, you take out the blood and you're allowed to eat the egg. If you found it on the yolk and the yellow, call a beitza asur. So if you find it in the white, zok the mechaber, you just take out the blood. If you find it on the yellow, the whole egg is asur. Zok the ramo, it's tolu. Im nimtzo al kesher achelboin, it's asur. Kesher achelboin is the place, you know, the white and the yellow. And the yolk, so it's areas in the white that are not shaychus. You can just move them away. It's places that, like your mamishas, are attached to the yolk. You have to, you know, you pull them, they run back. That place, the Ramos says, it's also. Back and forth. Umikol mekoyim zog the Ramo, because we're not so sure where it runs back, where it doesn't. Nispashet aminik b'medinas elu leser kol beitza sheyesh bo dam ein mechalkim ben chelmoin lechelboin. So the shita samarama is, if you find a blood spot, you have to throw away the egg. So these are the halachas, the poshte halachas. Tainu, is a shayla of a blood spot, is a isur de rais, isur de rabbono. The mechaber says, when the blood spot is in the white, you just take out the blood spot and you eat the rest. If it's in the yolk, you throw the whole egg. The Ramo brings down, it's totally where it is exactly. Lemaisi, the Ramo brings down, our meaning is we throw the whole egg. This is the first halacha. Now, we'll go now, lefi the Ramo. Then we'll start to change the halachas, lefi the dan. So if a person, the moshul, took eggs, happens a lot of times, and he starts to open the eggs, he separates the yolk with the white. He's doing a cake. He needs five whites, the marshal. So he opens 1, 2, 3, 4. After he looks on one of the eggs, and he finds on the yolk a blood spot. So, what he has to do? All of the white he has to throw, because tzatar roivis, the rabbon, we need echad b'shishim. So he has to throw all the whites. And the yellow, the yolk, so you could take the four good ones, take them out. And the one that has blood spot, he has to throw. If it's the other way around. If I can, he needs to make a lot of yolks. So he takes, he opens them. It's one, you know, he mashes it, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. And then he finds the blood spot in the white. So lefidim echabel, very good. Okay, the blood spot is out, so the white he can't use, but he could use the yellow. But lefi the Ramo, why we say if it's in the white, the yellow is also, so he has to throw it. So let the dan that we pass it like the Ramo, it doesn't make a difference where you will find the blood spot. Lemaise, you can't use it. I mean, the only way you could use a blood spot, lemaise, would be only one echatimtze. You separate a lot of eggs, and you found a blood spot in the white. So then you can't use nothing. But if you find on one of the yellows, so all of the white you can use because it's already mixed together, but the rest of the yellows, I mean, manav shechamuter, because you know they're not a blood spot. Now, Mikol Makoim, a lot of poskim hold that what it's also, it's only when we know for sure that it came, like we said, a real blood spot that came from the Efroyach. But the blood spots today, that we're not so sure if it's really, where is the blood spot? We said it's a Suffolk. So if it's a Suffolk de Rabbanon, and it got mixed up, so then in Suffolk de Rabbanon we make it. I don't want to say this halachic lore, because I will go back to it in a second. So these are halachas that you have to know, and you have to remember them. I'll make Seder. I know, because it's halachas that are not so brutal, that's the reason I want to speak about ones that people will know these halachas. Because I will see later when these halachas, everyone has to know them. The Hainu, to know the halachas, that everything is also, lefid mechaber, only this is also, and if it's a roivus, you have to be machmir. Now, this was be'etzem in time of the Gemara. The Shulchan Aruch brings down, what would be if you have chickens that rovu misafne de'are? There's no schorim, there's only nekevis. They get warmed up, not from the schorim, they get warmed up from the ground, and they give eggs. The metzius is, the tarnagoil, even that the egg is better than the kid, but she could bring eggs to the world without a zachor. Every animal cannot have kids without a zachor. Maybe kinim and kavur with zachor, but Moses and Shabbos, but chutz from these zachor, you can't have. This is the tzuras advarim. The chicken, the egg is better than the baby. But the egg doesn't have to come from a zachor. But an egg that doesn't come from a zachor, no chicken comes out of it. Now, this is called in Chazal, safne de'are. Today they have different shtiklach, but it's the zal bezach. Now, b'mele, in these eggs, we know for sure that this blood is not a beginning of a chicken. Because it will never be a chicken. So mi'ikar adin mi'doiraisa is no tzad that it's also. Especially if it's also animal sveke doiraisa, it's not also. Even Rabbanon that made a isur the Rabbanon, and if it's not the beginning of the Efroyach, it's only in a chicken that could be a Efroyach. So even that mi'doiraisa, it's only when the chicken starts to become a chicken, with the Rabbanon they has it every piece of blood. Aber a blood that is no shaykh is the chicken. Chazal didn't ask it. So what is the halacha? You take out the blood and you're allowed to eat the egg. This is the halacha, this is Shulchan Aruch, Samach Vav, Samach Zayin, Beitus HaMuzoros. Now, the metzias is today, it's told where you buy eggs. If you buy, lemashal, tnuva eggs, we call them the stamp eggs. I don't know what is tnuva in America, I say it in English, but the eggs that have stamps, the government doesn't let to have eggs from a zachor. This is the metzius. I'm saying, we'll see Baltic, if you trust them or not, when there's no hechsher on it, he has no OU on the eggs. But the metzius, we're going to say that here, Moshe and Tshuva is very matotzach in the metzius here. These eggs today, officially, they're not with a zachor. Now, we have to be mamshich. It's not so partial, because Chazal tells us, the Pesachet Shuvah brings down, it's Gemoras, that even if a person has a chicken without a zachor, and she has an egg, shame the Gemara that it's also. We say maybe a zachor matter. Has to be that 60 houses around is no zachor. It's not Chazal answered. It's not because you don't know. Chazal were kuvea. That what they answered, they said that the egg is mutter, it's not because you don't know. The Gabi Dei Raisa for sure, if it's no zachor, it's not beginning of Efroyach. But with the Rabbanon it's also, even if it's not the beginning of Efrayach, it doesn't make a difference, it's a klap, Ishmael Galia, if there's no Schorim, it has to be that there's no Schorim around. So some people tie this, but Mele doesn't help today. So the truth is, a lot of places that have these chickens, they don't have Schorim. There's huge places, that, you know, chicken farms, there's no Schorim around. It doesn't go like that. There's different places where they grow the Schorim. They don't bring schorim in all of these chicken places. Remoshe and Shuvan Yeredeya Chelik Aleph Simen Lamedalet, very big tshuva. Remoshe Tain is that if they're closed in a house, and officially the house doesn't let different animals in, Chazal also didn't answer it. Now, what were the places for Remoshe for them? But as I said, Remoshe and Chazitzchok, and it was Niskabel this Remoshe. So our eggs today are considered safna de alef. Now, why I'm saying that? Well, every mole divide, you know, today especially in a lot of yeshivish matzavim, people buy eggs from different houses. I'm sure everyone sees near where he learns. Someone sells eggs in the house here, eggs in the house there. Some guys go with cars, they bring eggs, farm eggs. And these farms, we have two problems. First, a lot of these farms have chickens. They have chickens in the farm, and the guy just collects them and brings them. What's the thing? A man here in yeshiva that asked me, his wife sells cakes. Not going now, if you need a hechsher or not, it's a bazudo shmuz, yeah? But he writes, everything is badat. The tiring in Gemad, everything is badatz. I'm not giving a hechsher about him, yeah? Everything is badatz. And the mama, she asks me everything. I'm saying again, it doesn't mean that it's a hechsher. Maybe I myself am allowed to eat by him. But to buy without a hechsher, this is really takonas arba arotas. We don't buy without a hechsher, even if we know that it's okay. It's a bazut or shmuz. I'm not going into it. Now he's asking me, as a erlich in Gemad, everything is badatz. He's allowed to buy eggs without a stamp or not. I want to explain. I mean, if he will check every egg and he will take out the blood, there's no nafkamina. We'll get bout. We'll see soon the nafkamina is the people that have a stamp and don't have a stamp. This means that I'm saying it's important, we'll see soon some chumas from Rabbanei Yerushalayim for the Eid HaChredis, that to know the halachas of eggs, because the fact that it stamps today, in 2 minutes it could be without a matzah. If you go to a farm for Shabbos, you go, some bachim go to a moshav and Shabbos, they don't have a reason to buy eggs. They have eggs from the outside, they bring out eggs. There, if the guy doesn't know the halachas of eggs, he could eat his suda de rice. When the guy goes, betzei meshek, the guy goes on the street, they sell eggs, yeah? He don't know from where they are. So I'm not speaking now on health reasons, this is, you have to ask the government if you can buy from these places, not stamp eggs. And the same thing in America, I don't know the mitzvahs. Now, even so, Rav Moshe Tainis in Tshuva, he's mechalik, that even if you don't buy the stamp ones, he says the market is full with eggs that are suffered the alef. This is the mitzvah. You're right. Moshe says that he went and he looked into it and he heard from big farmers that the farmers that grow the eggs for... It's two kinds of farmers. The ones that grow the chickens for... It's three farmers, Benson. It's people that grow chickens just to shech them to sell the meat. Their business is that the chickens, they don't mind, yes, eggs, not eggs, the eggs fall break. They want to take care that the chickens are big and strong, and they can sell them in the weight to make the money. They make the money from the chicken. This is one group of people. There's another group that they have chickens, they take eggs. They don't mind the chickens will die, schwach, don't look good. The ikir that eggs come out every day. And in a lot of places they do twice a day because the chickens only give birth when it's dark, and they have things to make it dark in the middle of the day. And twice a day they can take out more eggs. And there's a third place that they make the little chickens to grow with. They sell little chickens to places that they grow these chickens for eating and for having babies. Now, a lot of times these places is a limit of how much chickens, the guy that needs chickens to grow, so he orders lamazogin real eggs that from Zohar, he orders 500. Now, the guy gets up in the morning, he has 1,000. So he doesn't throw them. He puts them on a sack and he sells them. And then you have the guy that goes around, but say Meshik chief. He doesn't, the farmers of Tnuva Lamosha will not take it, but there are good eggs. He's a trustable person. And sometimes he said, Lamosha said that some farmers told him, even the ones that grow not for from Safna Da'are, if the other guy has good cheap prices, they take from him. If he's a clean place and everything is really okay as medical. He said, because Lamai said the other guy can't exactly make the eggs in the amount that they ordered, yeah? The guys that just make eggs to sell, how much comes? They put in the... But the ones that have for having to grow up the little chickens, there's a limit. The place that grows the chicken, he can't... There's a limit how much chickens he could grow. So he orders the amount of eggs. Now, if that guy, Pung, has double eggs, he just puts it in boxes and sells it to the guy with the eggs for half price. So, even Tzorah Moshe says, he sat and he made cheshbonis, and the ruba, the eggs today are safna the alef. So, let me game, and we'll divide it to three groups. We'll divide safna the alef in the case you're standing near a farm that is taki safna the alef. And then we'll speak about, let me say, you buy today eggs. And then to the person that taki goes today to the farms, that he really has a chash. Again, a person that goes to a place in the old days that is real normal chickens, he has to know the halachas, like we said. We'll see more halachas. Now, but let me say into the halachas of Sanda Da'ar. Ramosha says that Be'etzem Lechure Suffolk, you're allowed to be Mekel. Now, so Ramosha wanted to be Mekel, Be'etzem, to say that when you see a blood spot today, you just take out the blood spot and you could eat the egg. You could eat the egg. This is what Ramosha wanted to say in the beginning. Look, Ramosha is a problem. You're right. Most of the eggs today are safta da'ar. But, the Pischa Tshuva says, but most of the eggs that have blood, mistome are not safta da'ar. Because from safta da'ar, mistome is no blood. He says, Ramosha, the Moshel ma'adobar doime, roiv noshim psulois nisus. Aber roiv an nisus psulo yesh lo koil. So if you go to a lady and you don't know if she's psula or not, and there's no koil, zog the Gemara, you can't follow zach after roiv noshim psulas nises, because against the roiv noshim psulas nises, roiv noshim psulas nises yesh lohem koil, v'zu ein lo koil, v'zu ein lo koil. So there's no roiv. So this is alamol d'shayla. You have a roiv or you don't have a roiv. Dehainu. You're right that roiv eggs today are not safna da'ar. The Pischa Tshuva says, but most eggs that have blood are not safna da'ar. So again, if you come to a place that is safna da'ar, you know for sure, but you bought these eggs without a stamp, you don't know, no one promised you. There's no one to ask. No one knows the Metzius. So, b'mele, l'moshel l'gabi ha'loch, that we'll see in a second, you could be soymech on roiv da'aynu, maybe you don't have to check the eggs. I'm getting it in a second, in ha'loch, which was learning the sugya. So maybe Ulam Al-Zogim will be making not to check eggs today. Because we can follow Zachta the eggs as after the Ari. So it's only mitzad the Rabbonon. So no chabot. So lo machin ha-sikum. Eggs that are safna the Ari, mi'etzem is not also with the rice, it's not also with the Rabbonon. The reason you're not allowed to eat a blood spot, it's marisai. But it's for sure safna the Ari. So we said if it's for sure safna the Ari, if you see the blood spot, it's a marisai. But maybe you don't have to check. We'll see in a second that I'll have to check. Oh, but if you found a blood spot already, Zog the Moshe, maybe you can. It's not enough to take out the blood spot. Now, Moshe says that he spoke to big farmers, and the big farmers told him that the Metzius says it's not true, the Pischa Tshuva is not true. And he brings out Pischa Tshuva broke it from a person. They have today machines that they could check into the eggs. It's the same amount of blood in safta da'ar and not safta da'ar. Ramosha says himself, he's not sure, maybe they only checked in Azasa and Azaychatimse, there's a lot of blood, and the Tshuva, he says, is not so clear about it. So, Lom again, it's the to Mestada, after we know this klolim, we'll go back and I'll try a little bit to Mestada da'alocha le'maise, and for the Fidah to build it up. The Shulchan Aruch brings down in Siman Tzamach Vav, you're not mechuyev to check an egg. We're going back to the real eggs now. Forget about the matzah. What we know now is a sugi of eggs in time of Chazal, that if it's a blood spot, it's a isul d'iraise, some cases a isul d'rabbonon, and we have the blood spots of today that be'etzem are not osu, it's only osu marisayin. The first blood spot, the whole egg is osu, mechaber ramo, our blood spots, if in the case that we know for sure that it's not from the Zohar, our blood spots are only Marisai. Now the Shulchan Aruch is talking on the real eggs. Zog the Shulchan Aruch, you're not mechuyev to check a egg. What is the case that Shulchan Aruch says you're not mechuyev? A person wants to roast the egg, tzliya. Then there's nothing more to check after it. You're allowed to. So Marisai, and the Ari HaKadosh, he took an egg, he roasted it, and he drank it. Zog de Ramo. Not only when you run to roast it, you're not mechuyev to check it, because the problem, if you open the egg, but you can't roast them, yeah, because it's liquid already. Right? So a person wants to eat a roasted egg. we call it today in our words, a boiled egg. Yeah, a person wants to boil eggs. Yeah, it's very hard to check them and then to boil them, yeah? The valve they didn't make is a shtickle that you could close it back, yeah? So, b'meile, you can. So this is the Ram Mechaba said. Zok the Ramo, I make it even more. You don't have to check eggs. Why? Roiv eggs ain't lo emdam. Mikol mokoim noagu lehachmir. Shikshoisim meichelim beitzim bayoim livdoiko. Zok the Ramo, the meister, the minig of Klal Yisrael is to check eggs. Now, this was on the original eggs. The ring eggs that really have blood. Reb Chaim Kanievsky says in a tshuva that it's brought down in the Sefer, I think, Yoshiv Kaaloche. I called him today to double check Chiddush Bamir. And Reb Chaim told him that he thinks that today people don't check eggs. A couple of 2 hours ago to double check with him. Today people don't check eggs. Why? Because it's Safna De'ale. It's only Marisa Ayin. Even in this man of Chazal, when it's also the Raisa, the Mechaber says, and the Ramo says, you don't have to check. Nor was, if Efshar liberurim evarerimem, our eggs, stamp ones for sure. I think Reb Chaim Kanievsky himself, his rabbis himself, in the old days, he sold eggs in her house. Yeah? But even these eggs, most of the eggs, are Safna De'are. Such a vaita, vaita chshash. Lemaise Israel kedoshim hem, and they check. The Shmuel Shabbos Kirchosa told me lemaise the minigas we check. Pisra aloche lemaise most of the poiskim today check. So you have to check egg. But and I want to explain. Ramosha and the Tshuva explains a little bit. He doesn't speak about that. Why to check? Lemaise samot nezach. Meikar adin you don't have to check. It's a chumra from the Ramo and the minig from the Ramo. Today meikar adin it's only Maris Ayin. It's not even to check. Reb Moshe says that we see that Mishuma Chazal decided that blood spots to take it much more serious for what it really has to be al pi aloche. Says Be'etzem, every blood spot, it's a very chshash. Maybe it's blood. Roiv is no blood. Even then we says the Safek Derais and Safek Derabonon, and the white and the yoich. Dam shebishloi, it's only the Rabbonon. It's so much the Rabbonon. Why Chazal will machmir on it so much? Chazal will machmir on the dam. So Bemele, you can't tell me, and today it's also maybe Safna De'ar. Now, where's the Nafkimine? I want to tell you, it's not, you have to know that. I think all of you come from houses that check eggs, right? I hope so. At least your houses don't check eggs. But, the Nafkimine starts in yeshivas. I don't know what is the policy in yeshiva, I especially didn't check. But a lot of moistas and a lot of echsherim give a heksha without checking blood spots. And you go, and some bochum that don't know, they come into a cook. One after the other, the guy opens the mamash and check. Every time I get phone calls, oh, I was there on Shabbos. The cook even doesn't know that you have to check for a blood spot. A lot of choshma places. In the mirror, I didn't check. I don't know. Especially don't want to know. Why? Because again, be'etzeh, we said it's not. No boss. Yeah. Why you have to check? So this is the reason a lot of moistas and echsherim don't check eggs. And again, you cannot go to a place, not only that, a bocher asks me, he wants to eat by his cousin, yeah? She already had a mechire, he got kir, she's taking kir, she's not buying a mechire, and she's buying, alt is beseder. But the problem is, she doesn't know to check blood spots. It could be Mekel. Again, if she lives on a farm, I'm not so sure. But then you have to know, but they're glad they go together, these stories. But I'm saying, Lemaise is not so poshut because I asked some rabbonim, it's only a chumre of the Ramo of noyagim lehachmir livdoik. If she doesn't know this aloche, Lemaise the Ramo says that if someone takes a cooked egg that you can't check, we'll get some to a cooked egg. Lemaise the Ramo says you're allowed to eat it. Even in any of the egg from Chazal, I'm not speaking on our eggs. So I'm saying, Lemaise, a person has to know, you have to know the Gdorim Alamol, if you know the aloches, We'll go by it. A person cooks the egg. Okay, well, again, alamo to know the aloches, what's the given and what is negate to us. If you cook an egg, so the maise, if the egg has a blood spot, we paskin, the whole egg is also, right? We're speaking of the real blood spot. In a second, we'll go back to our blood spots. But to the real blood spot. It's also, the egg is also. Now, what if you have another egg? Okay? It's also. This is the reason it was the meaning in Klal Yisrael. Everyone knows the meaning that you have to have three eggs when you cook an egg. Why? Just in case one of them is a blood spot. So be bottle beroy. So you have two against the one. You tell me about the rice, you have to have shishim. I mean, the rabbon, you have to have shishim. The Teretz is, it's a suffix if it's the rice or the rabbon, because we don't know if this blood really was developed to be a froyach or not. And we're not sure if it's in the white or it's in the yolk. So, memele, the etzem, we matir. So, this was the reason of the meaning of Klal Yisrael to have three eggs. And memele, even if one of them is a blood spot, we make it on the other two eggs. Because min b'mino, if the rice is chad betrei. Now, this is legabe min b'mino. The question is, what would be if you put in a chant? So also, the meaning is you put three eggs in a chant. You never put the people that put eggs in a chant. Yeah? So you have to put three eggs. Why? Because if you put two, maybe it's also. Now, the shayla is, okay, so one and two, if you have three eggs, so the one egg is both on the two eggs. But how you eat the chant? The chant is, you have to have shishim, can I get the egg? So, Reb Shlomo Zalman is very mesupik lemaise. He tried to find all different kulas. He says, if it's only in the white, so then lefide mechaber, be'etzem is enough just the blood. So connect the blood of the head shishim. So he says to take a sfardi, he will taste the chan, and he'll tell you that you don't feel the blood. As every the alamal the aloch is, you give it to a kfele, he will give it to a sfardi, he will taste the chan, and then he tells you that's okay, and then you could eat the chan. Well, said. Again, b'zman hazeh, it's not negia, kimat. The second hour masber. But this psak is b'zman hazeh. I'm not saying b'zman hazeh it's not negia, because b'zman hazeh we said it's only marisa ayin. So I want to be masber. Some people b'zman hazeh, again, we're not speaking of the person that went to the farm. Some of a person that buys eggs with stamps, or even if not. But we'll start with people that buys with stamps. Some people will mevatel the minig of three eggs. I know Choshev and Yidna will mevatel this minig. Why? The blood spot is maybe it's only malisa ayin. There's no real treif. Mimele, you never see the blood. If you see the blood, you have to take him out. We said it's a minig to check. Very strange why the minig is to check. Well, we check. We said the minig is to check. We're not mevatel the minig. Rameh Branzefer says the reason we're not mevatel the meaning is also that if we're mevatel the meaning chalila v'chas, chas v'sholom in another couple of years, boom, the eggs will be different. People will not know that there's a musa blood spot anymore to check. Alam was given a speck of the rice, you have to check it. So mele, we mashish that this meaning will stay. This is the reason I'm saying this whole shir. And we'll know these alochas. You're right that today it's like a mamish, a very shmacher alochas. This is Rameh Branzefer is masber. The faculty says that in time of Chazal, that most of the eggs were also, so if you found the egg that is safna da'are, chaval to bother you to check, eat it like this. But today that all of the eggs are safna da'are, so b'mele, he says he doesn't know who was decided, but the Klal Yisrael decided to check that the meaning would not nishtakach from Klal Yisrael. So when the Shchanoch take, for sure that all of these coolers that amol they were knowing it's safna da'are, so the Moshe, today he holds to bring back the meaning to cook with three eggs. Says I'm all fuck out. If you cook normal eggs, you did three eggs in the pot. But if you made safta da'are, you were not makpid on it. He says fuck out. You're right. But now that everyone has safta da'are, and you ask some people, they don't know about the three eggs anymore. The older boys know. The younger ones don't know about the three eggs. That is the need to cook three eggs together. Because some shanas and three eggs, you're right, could be taking all the three. But I'm saying, the chshash, maybe what is a real blood spot, it's such a vital chshash that maybe, what I want to be masbil, is the tzad that it's a isul deraisa. So b'meile, the chances is that one of them is the Isur Deraisa, and he'll be bottled b'roid. That two are Isur Deraisa, it's really very, very right of shash. That you'll have two eggs on Isur Deraisa. This is the reason they had a minig of three. Now, the ma'aseh, the minhag is like this. So, again, a lot of people are mevatel it. You can't say that it's a chiyuv. The Shmir Shabbos, I hold that the ma'aseh, you don't have to make the 3x today. He holds you don't have to make the 3x. And the zogin that it's only if it's for sure, safna da'are. But if you buy in these places without stamps, he has to be machmir. Ramosh and the Tshuva, it looks like he's back and forth when you go to places that you're not so sure. Again, it's a big roiv today, and you can't say you're mechuyev to do it. Now, let me give one more step. So, we said like this. Legabe checking the eggs, and time of the Gemara, you know, if you buy in a farm eggs, is a Ramah that the minig is to check. In our days, we said most of the poskim can say to check. Chaim Kanievsky has a psakula, but I think the minig and Klal Yisrael, and I think this is the right thing in our days to do to check. You found the blood spot. Me'ikar adin, it's enough. Bezman ha-gemorah, you throw it. Ramah. Bezman hazeh, me'ikar adin is enough to take out the blood. Klal Yisrael, all of the rabbonim say, Klal Yisrael will mekabel today that we throw the egg, not only the blood. I want it to be klal. Even though we're masbud, that bezman hazeh, it's only marisa ayin, and it's only the blood. Lemaise, the minig is, we throw the whole egg. So again, the minig is today we check, even though it's not necessarily, but we check. Chutz from big moistness, there are mekel. Most of the echsherim are mekel for them, that it's hard for them to check. If we found a blood spot, we are machmir to throw the whole egg. Again, it's not a chiyuv, it's not meikar adin. And again, the nafkamina is sometimes you go to people that they don't know, and they tell you just we took out the you know, different kind of modeli shekehilas. They don't have these numin hagim. They say, you know, shem shechloch. As man as you're allowed to eat by them. Was a blood spot. And they cooked with it. What is the case? You have an egg. Mamazogan. And the yellow is a blood spot. And they cooked with it. They cooked the whites. They made a cake with the whites. So we don't eat it. Because we are machmen that the whole egg is awesome. Even Bezman Hazeh. But you don't have to kasher the Kelim. Because it's only Marisa Ayin, you don't have to kasher the Kelim. Some people are like, Atchile Machmer to wait 24 hours. At time of the Gemara, in a real egg, you have to masher the Kelim. And the Igras Moshe is Mashma, he says, if it's a festa blood spot, he says he would be choishesh and he'll be machshir the keli. What? If you have shishim, you have to know the metzias. So you have to know how much. So if it's bottled b'shishim, ain't a chanami. Ramosha says that everything we spoke now is in shvacha blood spot. He says if you see like a huge blood spot in the white and the yolk, and it's, he says because here he's not masking with that guy, and here for sure you have the pischet shuve that such blood. He says the metzias we see most eggs we don't see blood. So in this kind of eggs there's so much blood, mistome they are. And everyone sees sometimes you get eggs, if mamash looks like it's almost a chicken coming to come out. I don't know if it happened to you, it happened to me a couple times. So I bought with a stamp, chmesnish, you know. Gets pushed in, chmesnish v'yazeh. So I'm saying, Ramosha says, when you see a festive blood spot, he will be machshir to soft to aso the maichol, and he will be suffic, will say, that you have to kasha the keli. So a person has to know it. A person doesn't know it. He comes home and the shaylas come. He doesn't know how to check into it. Now, there's another halacha that I had some tainus even at some choshev esforim that written halachas on beitzim. And I called them up one by one. All of them were masking. I don't know why they didn't put it in the sefer. You cook boiled eggs. What I think most people do today, we have boiled eggs. Now, what happens if you find a blood spot after it's boiled? Me'ikar adin, you don't check. You're not mechuyav to check. Even my father told me to check, but the rabbanim say you don't check a boiled egg. How you check? We'll see in a second. How you check? Yeah, this is nachach chochma. What? What do you find inside? What do you find? What color? Red. I don't think it's shaykh in the world. No, I'm saying could be this is taki real blood. I'm saying this is Ramosha. Yeah, when you cook an egg in its blood, it turns to become black or brown. It doesn't stay red. So I'm saying maybe you didn't cook it strong enough. But bedarach klal, and that bedarach klal, the mitzvah says that when you cook an egg, it doesn't stay red. Moshe says, "Dam shochol, the kesem shochol, is dam shelokon, that's a shochol." Meikar adin, you're not mechuyav. I don't know. My father told me to check. I couldn't get his clog in the. Shmuel Shabbos told me tonight that I remember that 20 years ago he told me to check. He said he didn't say to check. But mikol mekayim, the aloha is that you have to take out the place of the black spot. A blood spot. Yeah, you cook a black egg and there's a black dot. That black dot you're not allowed to eat, you have to take it out. As I called again the Shmuel Shabbos today to check. And I call all these people that didn't bring down in the sefer, all of them say, yeah, yeah, thank you. Our father also told us to do that.
Take out the black dot?
Yeah.
Why? Meyerstein?
Yeah.
It's blood.
It's blood?
But it doesn't look like that.
Well, I know it looks like it, but you don't know. Man.
Yeah,
he sees it red. This is Meyerstein. This is blood. This is a difference. Don't say it's Chazal said you're not allowed to eat it. And other when Chazal asks something Meyerstein, you color it with blue, you're allowed to eat it? Chazal said you're not allowed to eat it. By me is a chidush that by me it doesn't make sense because if it's mevushel, the whole egg has to be asur. The whole egg has to be asur because it's one piece. It's chatichan asur nevela. Some rabbanim I saw this firm that the whole I don't understand. But lemaisa, as Eilish Mishavis told me that leminig is like this, that in the old days avada the whole egg is asur, or if it's a huge blood spot lefirav Moshe, maybe to throw away the whole egg. But if it's a smaller part, I heard from the Shmir Shabbos, I heard from Mur Hashem Rabbanim, that's enough to take out the spot that is black, and the rest you're allowed to eat. Why? So the pshat is, they say, because Be'etzim we have all these kulas, and it's only Maris Ha'ayin, and Dam Shem Bishne is the Rabbana. So, as a Yid in America, he has a sefer Pischa Alocha, I think Rabbi Forst his name is. And his sefer, it's mashma that it's asul. What? The whole egg is asul. I don't think that it could be. I tried to call the whole day today. It's not home. Tonight. So I don't think that this is what he means. I think that it's maybe a mistake there in the sefer. All the rabbanim that I double checked today, and this was the meaning I was brought up, that in our eggs, I'm saying not in the old eggs. In the old eggs, I've had it, if you find something. They told me that another reason that the matter is because it's not so close that Alamo is a blood spot. Take, open 20 eggs, you'll find no blood spot. Take boiled eggs, and 5 or 6 of them you'll find. Some people say because the stamp goes in, it gets burned. It's different, so it's a suffix and a suffix and a suffix. Mimele, this is the reason. What? The Matthias is, it's blood or it's not blood? You don't know. No, I'm asking Matthias, not in Locha. What? I don't know. No, black dots. A lot of black dots and a boiled egg. Much more. I said, I know what to say. You have to know the mitzvahs. But I'm saying, Lemaisa, I especially called again and I asked a couple of people that had the mesera, and this was the mesera to do. So again, I know machmirim that every boiled egg, they take off the peel and they look to see if it's a black dot. No, and the yellow, you cannot not see. But there are on the white. What? From the yellow to the black, right. I know, this is what I was told also, but it doesn't make sense that if it was in the yellow and it came to the white, so the yellow also has to be also. Now, as another reason, I want to be masbid. As another reason that they say that it's leichter. Again, because it's cooked together, by me it doesn't make sense so much. But why is a not enough community know all these achim? The marshal, it's negat to tzirufim. The marshal, when you find a blood spot in the white. So bezman hazeh avada, we said we machmir to throw the whole thing. Someone doesn't want to throw the whole thing, and he only throws the blood spot. It's much lighter from when he finds it on the yolk, because on the white, lefi de mechaber, even in a real egg, you're allowed to take it out. So the Rama is machmir lemaizeh to be choishesh on the white, because we don't know what is the kesher. But when it's only a chashash maris ha'ayin, it's lighter to be making on the white. I'm saying. Different minhagim, yeder ein afirin, but medav bisen these halachas.
How do you turn?